Blog Talk Radio. Well, my brothers and sisters, we are back. Yes, indeed, we are back again to praise the Most High and thankfulness unto Him. The opportunity to be back with you here again. I thank the Most High indeed for every ear that He bring near. May the Spirit of the Most High be high upon all those. Yes, may the Spirit of the Most High be high upon all those whom He has called to discern and rightly, my brothers and sisters, uphold the integrity of His word. For the Most High, my brothers and sisters, indeed has told me, yes, I'm thankful for that opportunity. The Most High has told me that I have for Him some very important things for Him to do. He told me because of what I must do, He said that truly I would accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, I would have His protection and His guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I can only be utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He has told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, He told me that I must tell you things, that men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, deny, pervert, silence, and if they could, my brothers and sisters, to destroy. Well, my brothers and sisters, I can only say that all that is done in the darkness must surely come to the light. All that, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has foreordained from the beginning shall surely, according to His promise, come to pass. Indeed, without question, my brothers and sisters, they who are wise among us, discerning what the Most High has promised. Ah, my brothers and sisters, they should count themselves blessed. Yes, indeed, they should count themselves blessed to discern what indeed the Most High has promised, even that promise from the Most High, that covenant word from the Most High, which declared not only what He has foreordained from the beginning, all that He has foreordained, my brothers and sisters, must come to pass even throughout all eternity. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has promised that despite all the efforts of men to hide their iniquities by establishing a multitude of diverse social coalescences, which would not bring about a remembrance of what he has declared from the beginning, that despite all these veils and coverings that have blinded all the nations, all the misconceits controlling faulty bodies of knowledge that have beguiled mankind, despite them all, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has promised. Yes, indeed, He has promised. That all that He has spoken of old shall be revealed to mankind, that all eyes shall indeed see His glory. And my brothers and sisters, what the Most High has promised mankind, in spite of so much turmoil, so much confusion over the course of so many ages, what He has promised mankind, how He would bring it to bear in so many ways, my brothers and sisters, for those who have a great love for Him, is a very beautiful and awesome thing. Blessed, my brothers and sisters, are they. Blessed are they who discern the truth or seek it with all their hearts. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that the truth is not what you're going to find by and large amidst this worldly status quo. It's not what you're going to find by and large, my brothers and sisters, even taught among what most people trust in among the churches. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, what the Most High has promised is that this world should be brought to absolution beyond all the indiscretion that presently beguiles mankind. A world shall be brought to absolution to know the will of one. My brothers and sisters, what the world has been by and large compelled to believe, yes, even among the churches, does not work to fully dispel the confusion. Because quite frankly, in a world where there are some 45,000 denominations, all declaring what they will, it is certain, my brothers and sisters, that this is not the result of a pure and perfect knowledge of Yah, but the result of man oftentimes not knowing or refusing to know what the Most High decreed. It's the result of man seeking to establish his own idea of righteousness. Oftentimes, hard of heart, unwilling to recognize what is necessary to bring about absolution. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, the 45,000 denominations we see in the world, none of them are willing to declare the pure, perfect, and whole truth. That's the reason why Messiah must come. Absolution must be established. And it means, my brothers and sisters, that the only way this absolution can be brought to bear is all that pure and perfect word which the Most High declared from the beginning as a promise of what he has decreed for all eternity must become the knowledge, must become the wisdom of all. And it means, my brothers and sisters, that the multitude of misrepresentations, immaturities, and pollutions that we see in this world, though many have called upon the name of the Most High, cried out, Lord, Lord, it must be understood still, my brothers and sisters, that these are not the words of true prophets. The Holy Spirit that inspires the prophets seeks to teach all things, no lie in it, reproving all that is misdirection and misguidance. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, a word tainted after the misconceits of this world is not the word from above. And it is neither a covenant, my brothers and sisters, nor is it holy. A holy word, my brothers and sisters, twisted, whereby men oftentimes can quote what is said and not declare why it is said, is entirely to miss the point. And it is not holy, and nor is it a covenant with Yah. We have to understand, my brothers and sisters, Messiah said, go forth and teach everything. Purity and completion offers one choice. Multitude of partialities is a multitude of curses and contentions. Let every man be wise, my brothers and sisters, but by no means is a multitude of imperfect standards what the Most High will be pleased with. In fact, my brothers and sisters, we seek not to discern the fullness of the word. How do we dare to say that the result or the contentions resulted of hasty conclusions could possibly ever be peace? My brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you again now, this show is for those who have a great love of the truth. It's a show, my brothers and sisters, for those who want to be established upon firm foundation. It's a show, my brothers and sisters, not for the also-ran, but for those, my brothers and sisters, who want to attain fully to all the Most High has intended for his people, that fully all the glory of that was Yah's plan for those who love him may be harvested, attained. And my brothers and sisters, a blessing to both Yah and men. So I say to you, my brothers and sisters, this show, I call it Hidden Gospel Revealed for a reason. Because indeed, my brothers and sisters, Most High calls prophets to speak with others. I said to speak with others, but not. I can only tell you that great discretion is surely required. This is what the Most High has told me directly. Great discretion is required that men not lift up their souls under vanity. For what the Most High has planned demands that all things be in order. Blessed are they who seek and humbly wait for the promise of Yah. We need to talk about what that is, what that's really all about. Which Messiah, the promised one, comes surely to bring to bear. That the iniquities and the offenses, inequities and offenses of men be no more a mystery in the day when righteousness indeed is revealed. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who will understand this. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters. Blessed indeed are they who seek the revelation of that truth with the fullness of all that is in their hearts. Blessed are they who seek the day when finally all the iniquities and offenses of man, all that which men have contrived to be wise but was only evil, shall be discerned at last, all righteousness revealed, and all my walk indeed in the glory of the Most High. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that there's only one foundation that gives consideration of all the Most High intends. There's only one foundation, my brothers and sisters, that is not an obstacle or would not be an obstacle against the fruition of all the Most High's envision. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who find it. And I can only say according to 1 Corinthians, they who destroy the temple, Yah will destroy. Why does it say that? Most High has established a foundation that every man be careful what it is that he builds upon it. For whoever defiles the doctrine, perverse man aside from the expectation, Yah will destroy. Why? Men must see clear, my brothers and sisters, beyond all the confusion, to discern what is absolution. Many who claim to be pastors, priests, rabbis at the call of the Most High will be exposed in their hypocrisy, their treachery, their deceitfulness, their misimaginations, the arrogance of their ignorance, so that, my brothers and sisters, what is absolute, and he who comes to bring that absolution, is at last revealed and revered. Therefore, blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, whom the Most High blesses to discern how to please and not to offend him. This, my brothers and sisters, is the beginning of wisdom. Reverence of Yah is the beginning of wisdom. And blessed are they who keep, preserve, maintain his commands and the expectation of all that he has decreed, lacking nothing. Therefore, blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, are they whom the Most High blesses to discern how to please him. Let us consider tonight. Yes, Father, let your spirit be high upon those who are willing to fully comprehend. 1 Corinthians speaks in this wise. When the scriptures say such things as what the apostle Shaul said, I know nothing which I'm guilty, but I might not be right in this, for my judge is the Most High. When he says such things as, let us not consider ourselves so wise for the time, till Messiah comes to reveal the hidden things of darkness, the hidden things that men have not considered. And then shall every man know how to praise Yah. I didn't say any short-sighted standards. He said such things as, whoever considers himself wise in the world, in this world after the divisions that are in it, he said, let him consider himself a fool that he may become wise. How many of my brothers and sisters discern what the promise is of the Most High according to such scriptures that we find at Isaiah 44:20 through 45:6, 46:13, meaning all that is the folly that is in this world must be exposed, that all may know from the rising sun to the west that there is none else but the one Most High. There is only one Savior. And the world, my brothers and sisters, shall at last see. Those who remain shall at last see and delight in his glory. How many of my brothers and sisters understand the scriptures in Isaiah 55-57? It says, Most High speaks to his people, seek him while he is near, for his thoughts are not like, or let's just say, our thoughts have not been like his thoughts. Our ways have not been like his ways. But he speaks of a time when his righteousness is revealed. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? And certainly when the magnificence of his exceeding righteousness is revealed, man must be empowered. I said, man must be empowered to discern, my brothers and sisters, so magnificent righteousness. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. We've talked about this before on this show. The Hebrew word for word relates much more than words. It relates thoughts. It even relates to promise. Most High will bring to bear all that he has conceived and all that he has spoken. So his words indeed are a reflection of his thoughts. Far more than reading words, man must become true in his mind, heart, and soul to the thoughts of the Most High. If he's true to the Most High and the thoughts of the Most High, his faith is indeed assured in him. To know what is said and not know why it is said is to miss the point. It is to err. It is to be led astray. And to be led astray, my brothers and sisters, to miss the point, that is not the word from on high that many have believed that has caused so many divisions. The word from on high, my brothers and sisters, is our guide in return to him. Blessed are they who will understand this. The Most High intends to get this, all the stumbling blocks out of the way of his people. He says, in the beginning, then, my brothers and sisters, was his word, his promise, his thoughts, what he conceived. And that promise, my brothers and sisters, is a promise with and of Yah. And it is the promise, my brothers and sisters, consistency in that promise, believing in obedience to that promise, holding that promise, preserving that promise, declaring that promise. And my brothers and sisters, eternal, an eternal statute, even unto eternal life. And this, my brothers and sisters, is the light life of men, that men, my brothers and sisters, might be preserved rather than meet the destruction that comes of unbelief. Hear me, the scripture says, from the flesh we reap corruption, and the spirit of eternal life. And the corruption we're talking about is just simply to be corrupted in the grave and not attaining, my brothers and sisters, to the gaining of the soul. The resurrection and gaining of the soul that men might rejoice in, dwell amidst a people, my brothers and sisters, who will be the inheritors of a world reconciled, paired, restored, under the fullness of glory, what the Most High has planned for this world from the very beginning. So the Most High has promised, my brothers and sisters, when he said to Abraham, at Genesis 17, Most High told Abraham to walk after him, be made perfect. And he said he would make him a father unto many peoples. And through him all nations shall be blessed. All nations shall be made one, reconciled. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, there's no need to preserve this world if it will not be true to its maker. The Most High did not say that this world would be destroyed. Maybe the ways of this age, with this physical planet, will not be destroyed, but reconciled, even healed, according to what the Most High calls a healing, a repair, and a restoration. Even that the conscience that is in it, even the conscience of man, might be reconciled true to all the Most High created. And in this, my brothers and sisters, shall the whole world be blessed. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. What is the promise of the Most High? He said to those who believed in him, I said to those who believed in him, as Abraham believed Yah, and it was accounted for righteousness. In other words, proven that he is true unto Yah. His allegiance is true unto him. Even as Messiah said, if you love me, if your allegiance is unto me, keep, preserve, maintain, defend, guard, declare his conscience. He said to those who believed in him, he gave them power to become the sons of Yah. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, to comprehend him, men must have comprehension far beyond the flesh, not of the will of men, of the will of the flesh, blood, but born of Yah. It's time we understand the reality, my brothers and sisters, because there's a need to discern the power of such a scripture. He said to those who believed in him, he gave them power to become the sons of Yah. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, so many times the Most High reaches out and shows us a path, a direction. It's those, my brothers and sisters, who believe that he is wise, who believe that he has shown them the path that they need to walk upon in order to attain to the goal. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who believe him who shows the way, that they will believe the lawgiver, that they might find out, my brothers and sisters, the way that the Most High calls equitable unto peace, equitable unto what is wise, equitable, my brothers and sisters, unto life, and life more abundantly, and that the Most High, my brothers and sisters, I can tell you now, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard the glory that was Yah's plan for those who love him. I promise you that those who attain to that kingdom, who attain to the glory of what the Most High has intended, nothing of the current struggles of this world will have been perceived as worthy to even compare to the glory of that which Yah has planned for those who enduring him. I say that endure in him unto the glory of what Yah has conceived for people that be called worthy of his name. Those who believe in him and give him power become sons of Yah. Much to understand about this, my brothers and sisters. One scripture relates that when Moshe came, scripture says they would preach the gospel. But it was related that it was not mixed with faith in those who heard it. What else does this mean, my brothers and sisters? What does this mean? It means that though Yah indeed sent Moshe to deliver a message from on high, many not discerning the rod, if you will. Think about Micah 6:5-9. Many, seeing the rod, did not discern who appointed it. Did not discern, my brothers and sisters, the authority that that word carried. My brothers and sisters, such was the nature of what happened through so many, the course of so many prophets. Even Messiah himself, Zephaniah 13 says, it will be true for many, even concerning Messiah and his return. Or it is finally being brought forth to appear before mankind. So blessed then, my brothers and sisters, are those who understand that it is indeed a great merciful thing that the Most High would reveal the truth that we are to oblige. That we not be left ignorant, not discerning, my brothers and sisters, that which should never be ignored. Scripture says, to those who believed in him, he gave them power to become sons of Yah. How many of my brothers and sisters understand where the concept of that scripture came from? I'll only tell you this for a moment, and then I carry it forward as I said. Scripture said Abraham believed Yah, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Abraham believed that what the Most High promised he was able to bring to bear, and he knew he needed instruction toward that goal. So therefore, who trust in the word, the invitation, the promise of the lawgiver, are granted. Those who are called by him are granted power, if they are faithful unto him, to comprehend and uphold the integrity of his word. Yes, my brothers and sisters. They who are faithful then, if they seek him, if they know his ways, that they do not provoke him after the world. These are the ones, my brothers and sisters, who do not remain alienated in departure from the knowledge of Yah. But they begin to discern, my brothers and sisters, the blessing of what is declared. When the scriptures say, when the knowledge of Yah covers the earth as the waters cover the sea. Talking about they shall not hurt, nor destroy all this holy mountain. That there should be peace. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, it's a provocation, whenever it is, that the Most High makes a promise. And men resistant, unbelieving, do not march forth to claim it. For he declares the promise, my brothers and sisters. He declares the direction of his people, that the glory of all that he desires to see in this world might be manifest. He says, those who believe in him, he gave them power to become sons of Yah. What does this mean, my brothers and sisters? Will those not after the will of the flesh, nor the will of men, but born of Yah? Ah, we've talked so often on this show, yes indeed, about these verses. I would have you to consider, compare what you just heard to these verses. We find them in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah 40 and 28, my brothers and sisters. Have you not heard? Have you not known? Have you not heard that the everlasting Most High, Most High Yah, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is he weary, and there's no searching of all that is his understanding, no end to all that is his discretion, no end to, my brothers and sisters, his power to bring to bear all that he has decreed, concerning how all this shall and must be done. He gives power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. I said, he, my brothers and sisters, gives them power. He increases their strength. Discern the implication. So even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Most High shall renew their strength. They shall mount up wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So Messiah is sent forth, and he will say these words at the behest of the Most High. Keep silence before me, O ye isles. In other words, it's time for all distraction to cease. It's time for every errant, partial, polluted tongue to cease. Let my people renew their strength. Who then, my brothers and sisters, is it that renews? Shall man look to a world of confusion and expect to find absolution? We've talked before on this show, on the book of James, they call it James, Jacob. It says that we have been in the midst of much provocation, temptation, misinfluence, oppression on the part of altered social coalescences, Gentile nations, denominations, whatever it is that we're confused. He said, let us ask Yah, and he will give liberally to those who don't seek to mock or misrepresent. But my brothers and sisters, those who discern that the double-minded man, kind of unstable in all his ways, will receive none of the inheritance. It's those who understand, my brothers and sisters, that faith in him must bring forth a perfect work despite all the oppression, influence, and if you will, peer pressure that exists in this world. For whoever is ashamed of, and therefore will not speak aloud concerning his word in this crooked generation, he said. He said he would be ashamed of them before his Father and before his angels. But he has promised, my brothers and sisters, that those who uphold his word, my brothers and sisters, he's promised something of beauty far beyond any ordinary imagination. He said, the people that would regain their strength, let them come near unto him. Let us reason together. Let's come together to discern indeed what is justice. All my brothers and sisters, scriptures speak about it in this wise. And we speak of a truth here that many have not considered, because those who would have you to believe that confusion shall endure forever would not speak to you about these words. How many of you have ever heard in the church these verses spoken even one time here where it says, who has raised up this righteous man from the east, called him to his foot, gave the nations before him, and made him to rule over kings? He gave him as dust to his sword and driven stubble to his bow. The promise of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, that he would declare a word, but raise up again the conscience of his people. They discern, indeed, what is the reality? Indeed, my brothers and sisters, discerning the truth of the Most High has promised that he will uphold unto the fullness of peace that he, from the beginning, has conceived and declared. But this one, my brothers and sisters, that you're hearing about here, that the Most High has promised to bring forth, is the heir of the promise. Yes, my brothers and sisters, even the promised one through whom a world might finally at last attain to what was promised to Abraham. When the Most High said, walk after him and be made perfect. The promise of the Most High, the Spirit of the Most High. What did Messiah say concerning it? He said, there are many things that I long to tell you, but you cannot receive them, grasp them yet. To the comfort of the Holy Spirit has come. What else was he saying, my brothers and sisters? That the promise of the Most High is that those who believe in him, Messiah, will grant them power to comprehend the magnificence of his word, that we all might reason together, and that indeed, my brothers and sisters, the world might be one. The promise of the Most High. How can I say it to you another way? There's a lot of scripture that I could use. It's all throughout the Bible. But let me say this for a moment. If we think about what is declared, or what the physical properties of what many believe was the congealing of matter to bring forth even the planets in the solar system, for instance, it seems highly unlikely that, for those who understand what I'm talking about, if you look at the solar system, between Mars and Jupiter, there is a huge vacant amount of space that does not calculate so quickly with the balance of things, that is filled, my brothers and sisters, with asteroids. Broken chunks of matter. Not one solid core. I would suggest to you, my brothers and sisters, to stop and consider. Just as easily as this earth was formed into the round ball that it is, all to inhabit. What if it were instead, my brothers and sisters, what happened apparently to what may well actually have been one time an actual sphere between Jupiter and Mars that presently does not exist? I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, the Most High preserves only that which ultimately serves his purpose. Understand then, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High promised that though this world had gone astray, he will yet reconcile it unto his purpose, that it endures forever. Ah, it's a magnificent promise, my brothers and sisters. That the Most High said that he will yet bring it to bear. For those of us who understand or have some comprehension of what Eden was, understand the Most High intends to bring forth a world that has all that beauty and so much more. It is a great reason, my brothers and sisters, to love him. For all, my brothers and sisters, that he has promised to a people that will be true to him, that granted the opportunity to see wisdom, will walk indeed with what the Most High himself calls wise. I can only tell you that today, in the midst of contemplation of these things, Most High flashed before my eyes. It was the vantage point for it was not of this earth. The vantage point for what I saw was like him looking upon the world as he desires it to be, as he's foreordained that it shall be. Oh, my brothers and sisters, it was like looking down upon the earth from a few miles up and looking down upon it And all I saw was plush, deep greenery. And the earth, no longer scorched and parched like we see in this midst of these times of drought. Everything either too hot or too cold, whatever. Floods or drought. Ravaged by storms. Nature seemingly gone awry. Oh, my brothers and sisters, what I saw was beauty. And I think, in fact, I know that seeing this density of greenery and a deep depth of green that connoted so much health on the part of the earth was very significant. As much I could tell you, my brothers and sisters, concerning what the Most High has shown me concerning what he has promised to his people. He didn't promise Abraham a world ravaged like the one we see today. Can you imagine the beauty of what Abraham saw when he looked out upon the lands, when he looked out upon the oceans and seas and rivers? Oh, my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that they've recently found where a bit of land that had frozen, frozen under a lake, fish under a frozen lake, unearthed, if you will, melted. And they've had a chance to look at the DNA of fish that had not mutated due to the physical changes in the water and in the land and in the air. And they saw in those a capacity for revival and resurgence, even perhaps the healing of mankind beyond certain disease. Of a kind, my brothers and sisters, that perhaps humanity hadn't seen, it's at least the last 600 years. Before all the pollutions of the waters, before all the pollutions of the lands, all my brothers and sisters, the Most High created a self-healing mechanism in so many ways. But my brothers and sisters, the Most High has promised this earth shall be brought forth unto the beauty that he conceived. Think about what Abraham saw, my brothers and sisters. Crystal clear lakes. Crystal clear rivers. Oceans, my brothers and sisters, that allowed men to see deep into them when it was in the daylight. Lands, my brothers and sisters, that brought forth an abundant increase. Blessed be the name of the Most High. Do you really think, my brothers and sisters, that those who saw that beauty amongst the lands in biblical times, do you really believe, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High can offer them today, that the corruption, the pollution that we see in it now, or the mind state that we see in it now, Most High promised the people that would be true to him that one day they shall dwell in a land where all, my brothers and sisters, are of that same glorious heart that the Most High reveals as a blessing unto those who love him. Did you know the scripture that says the Most High is not wearied? He increases strength. How about he increases discretion, my brothers and sisters? He grants then, my brothers and sisters, those who believed in him, Messiah. Because that scripture in Isaiah 41 is very talking, definitely talking about the Messiah, the Anointed One. It says those who believed in him, he will grant them power that we all who are faithful might comprehend as one. The scripture calls it the comforter, my brothers and sisters, the gift from on high, not of this world, the gospel, my brothers and sisters, the word from above that is not of this world, that changes the hearts of reasonable men, that they uphold rather than the illusion. Yes, my brothers and sisters, uphold and perceive and begin to understand the great vision of beauty the Most High has intended. And it becomes a drive of all their heart that this beauty which the Most High so much loves might be brought to bear in the world. What is this comfort of my brothers and sisters? Scripture calls it the Holy Spirit. It is the very breath of the Most High. Most High relates and reveals himself through, by which he teaches his people. Scripture says he teaches them all things, a word, no lie in it. It raises the conscience of man, that it rebukes his sins, exposes his iniquities, reveals, in fact, what is divine righteousness. Why must people have it? He said, you must be born again. The Holy Spirit of promise, brothers and sisters, grants the exceeding power of Yah, that a humanity at last raised in spiritual power, all may again reason together unto a common understanding, able and empowered to discern what indeed, my brothers and sisters, reasonably, is the covenant of peace. Because I dare to tell you, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has a plan for this world well beyond the 1,000 years of millennial reign that is to come. And even, my brothers and sisters, time's indefinite, long thereafter. And what the Most High has established from the beginning is unto this course of being. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who are set upon that path, that in no way are they obstacles against any soul discerning what is necessary to remain true to that continuum of life. All my brothers and sisters, the scripture said Messiah himself must come. First scriptures that related way back in Numbers 24. He must come that Israel indeed gain strength, as people gain discretion beyond all who would act as an obstacle against them attaining to the wisdom that he intends. And he says he will destroy those who survive or seek to preserve anything after the misconstructs of what is called the city. How about the faulty, polluted, misalignments, misadministrations of man that stand against the world being restored to the beauty, even thriving beyond the beauty of all that has ever been. That spirit called the Comforter, reconciling and stealing, if you understand what I'm saying, the troubled waters, the contentions of man, grants power to vouchsafe men's souls, those who believe, that they might, beyond just a mere worded professed love, and true allegiance, my brothers and sisters, unto him whom was promised to bring such beauty to bear in the earth, that in allegiance to him, my brothers and sisters, might come to pass what is written, for instance, in Enoch 61. Blessed are ye if you are able to comprehend the elect one. For indeed, according to all that is written in Isaiah 28, many will be found immature and far from that foundation. 45,000 denominations in the world. And yet there are many who believe that the Most High has put aside his law. What then does such as this believe then is lawful? Whose law or lawlessness is one under? If he trusts in less than the perfect will of Yah, the Most High has told me directly that to trust in anything less than what is divine will and divine authority or divine conscience is tribulation, trouble, contention, debate, and doubt. So blessed then, my brothers and sisters, are those who believe in him, that they might have power to be disciplined, that they might discern what is the righteousness of Yah. And in fact, my brothers and sisters, that they discern how not to offend but to please him. Blessed, my brothers and sisters, are those who will understand this. And pure as purity and completion offers one choice, and Messiah comes, that all discern what is the refreshing and restoration of all things, according to all things spoken by the prophets since the world began. Acts 3:18-23. Isaiah 8:16-20. Messiah will restore to men capacity for those who believe to discern how indeed all that is the lawful requirement and expectation of the Most High should be discerned completely altogether, because the Most High has not in any way lied. It says, those, my brothers and sisters, who will reckon and discern things until reconciliation after that pure word. Yes, my brothers and sisters, these are the children of light. But those who will not, my brothers and sisters, says they have no light in them. Let's be aware then, my brothers and sisters, that even the children of darkness can receive some of the word of that promise, can believe Yah as Abraham believed Yah to be able to bring to bear all the beauty that he showed them. Even the children of darkness, those who do not believe and refuse to see, might accept to receive some of the word, but not discerning divine purpose, not seeking fully what is divine purpose, oftentimes resist divine vision, and they twist everything they hear according to their own ideals. And even they, however, can believe or say they trust in some of the word. But it takes a true child of Yah, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has revealed himself to. That discerning what the Most High has intended begins to perceive fully why all the Most High has spoken is to be revered as utmost important. And indeed, according to Hebrews 5th and 6th chapter, hey, we understand there's a reason, we should understand there's a reason why the scripture says Messiah himself offered vehement cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death. And verily he was heard. The scripture says he grew to become perfect, an author of life everlasting. Oh, that's where it reads in Aramaic. The scripture says he would come forth saying, morning by morning, the Most High caused my ears to hear the teaching. I have not turned back to the rebellious way. That I should know how to declare a word to the weary. I'm talking about Isaiah 50. My brothers and sisters, that he overcomes the world, proves the unrighteousness of the rulers to be just what it is, unrighteousness, puts them in open shame. To inherit the promise, my brothers and sisters, because believe me, the Most High intends to bring forth a perfect world. And that perfect world he brings forth for a people perfected. Scriptures speak in the book of Hebrews about coming near to a men made perfect. The scriptures speak, my brothers and sisters, that according to the promise and the gift of the Most High, we should leave or transcend the elementary, not saying the foundation is not important, but transcend the elementary or the immature and go on toward perfection. It says that we should not be slothful. We should ask the Most High, my brothers and sisters, to reveal to us his perfect way. For who else can reveal it but he? Remember, Scripture says, the double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. If we're scattered among the nations, it did not say we seek men. It said we seek Yah. In fact, the Scripture says that he will write, describe, teach, elucidate upon, elaborate upon, give discretion concerning his law, that we all should be his people, that we all shall know him. To inherit the promise, my brothers and sisters, it is required that to inherit the promise of a perfect world, a world made perfect after the mind of Yah. Yes, my brothers and sisters, man must transcend the quandary that he has become. Most High one time showed me a scroll. You see, I would continue to strive for the cause of my people Israel until ... And he showed me the beauty that he intends on this planet for his people. The first thing came to my mind is what must happen to the hearts of men, heaven help us, for that beauty to come to bear knowing full well when I saw it, the Most High intends it for this time when he brings it to bear for it to remain forever. My brothers and sisters, the only way this can be is that man fully discerns what was meant when Messiah said that we should petition our Father who art in heaven, the Most High. Hallowed, holy be thy name. We always recognize his authority after the purity of his mind. Hallowed, holy be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Oh, we're talking about a kingdom true to all that is his will. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. My brothers and sisters, as above, so below, let it be that humanity should become true to him who made all things. That humanity might become true to him who established creation. All things in the universe, my brothers and sisters, conform it to his will. And then that which is perfect can remain. Think about it. Most High didn't create a world corrupted. It was man turning away from the truth that wrought the fall, contentions. The world far from the beauty that was intended for it since the beginning. And the Most High has proven his point. He's proven that he wants that glory. He made such glory. It is man, my brothers and sisters, is working toward the destabilization of things. But it's going to be a redeemed mankind, my brothers and sisters. It will be found worthy of what the Most High shall do to reconcile and rebuild this world, and they shall participate in its rebuilding. And my brothers and sisters, the promise of that glory is to those who will believe. I've had somebody one time tell me, you think the Most High is going to fix all this mess? Do you think that his promise, my brothers and sisters, is anything less than it ever was? Do you really believe that man could disrupt so much that the Most High would forget his vision? The beauty that he has intended in the world? That man could obstruct it? Well, man being hard of heart, my brothers and sisters, is an adversary against much blessing. But the Most High has promised that there is a people, in fact, a promised one, my brothers and sisters, who will not turn back and who will teach others to do the same. Most High does have a plan by which he shall cause humanity to seek his will, and I do mean his perfect will. Absolution is promised in this world beyond all confusion. That's the promise. My brothers and sisters, who's willing to submit themselves, even seek the subduing of all that is self-will, that such glory might indeed come to bear? Because it will, I promise you, my brothers and sisters, come to pass. Let us understand, my brothers and sisters, that the grace of the Most High is that he reveals what and who is to be believed. Lest not only men lie, but men are left to exploitation. The promise of the Most High is he shall deliver his people beyond all these misconceits. The fact that so many are under some 45,000 denominations and not discern the difference between those who speak the truth, wherever they might be, and even they have much growing to do. I promise you that. The men discern the difference between the pretenders and those who are truly called to grow. My brothers and sisters, if man does not discern the difference, is it not evidence of man falling from faith in Yah and trusting the diversities of man? Not discerning that Yah is one, not believing that Yah is one and true to himself, not believing to understand that Yah does not deny himself, that Yah does not compromise his will, has compelled many to trust in many forms of misrepresentations, misadministrations, and deceivers, my brothers and sisters, who will never tell you the whole truth. But the promise of Yah, the gift of His Spirit, is that He seeks to teach man all things, no lie in it, reproving all that is error. But blessed are the souls, my brothers and sisters, who are diligent unto that understanding, like the scriptures talk about in 2 Cape and 2 Peter, 1st chapter. It talks about being diligent in preparation for the time when the one who is like the morning star becomes a reality in all your hearts. What it means, my brothers and sisters, Messiah, who is also called the morning star, look at Revelation 22:16, is the one who reveals the light that the whole world would obscure. Yes, my brothers and sisters, who cast out all the darkness. Well, my brothers and sisters, we ought to be very diligent unto that prize. Most High told me directly that great discretion is required. I said great discretion is required. That we learn how not to lift up our souls unto vanity. My brothers and sisters, shall we then discern that it is wisdom? Oh, I've heard some people say otherwise. They believe that if they don't know, they're not held accountable. My brothers and sisters, not to know how not to offend the Creator is not to be found trustworthy. Think about it. If somebody doesn't know how not to break everything he touches, do you give him everything to handle? My brothers and sisters, the Most High seeks a people who, discerning His ways, will be allowed to enter into his kingdom rest. Please understand Psalm 95 in Hebrews 3. It is the people who discern His ways, who respect and revere His ways, that He will allow into His kingdom, into the peace that He intends for His people, that they preserve it, deserving it then forever. Blessed they will understand it. The grace of Yah, my brothers and sisters. Scripture talks about it in the context of, what's it, 7:2, Revelation. One called the angel from the rising sun will say, "Heard not the earth, nor the sea, nor the trees, to seal the servants of Yah upon their brows." How many understand Isaiah 48 in the context of what it says, that men have sworn by the name of the Most High, but not in truth nor in righteousness? Therefore, for a moment He would defer His anger, that men have an opportunity to be refined, those who believe in Him then being given power to discern indeed what is the right way to go. Discerning, my brothers and sisters, which was the way the Most High declared from the beginning. To discern beyond all the folly of misconceit, of false righteousness, that Babylon has thrust at the unwary soul. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who understand what the scriptures mean when it talks about it. Isaiah 49, Messiah will come forth saying, "Listen to me, O you isles. Hearken to me, O you nations. The Most High has called me from the womb, and from the body of my mother has He made mention of my name. To bring Israel back to Him, He's made His mouth like a sharp two-edged sword. To declare His glory, even to be His salvation to the ends of the earth." My brothers and sisters, the promised one is spoken of at Isaiah 49. That will set up a standard even unto all the nations. And will discern the thoughts and intents of every heart. But how many of my brothers and sisters have understood that the child of the promise of the Spirit is indeed, my brothers and sisters, the promised one? And the scriptures tell us well that that promise unto peace is not after a multitude of diverse per se seeds or doctrines or patriarchies, but one. Even, my brothers and sisters, after that which the Most High gave His servant Abraham, that his children should be a blessing or reconciliation unto oneness for all peoples. It can't be after a multitude of Gentile nations, my brothers and sisters, that this oneness come to bear. And it means that all nations must conform indeed to the will of one. Acts 1st chapter. We talk about Acts 1st chapter, the 3rd. Most High spoke concerning Messiah, spoke to them about remaining in Jerusalem, the city of peace. All my brothers and sisters, the city reconciled unto peace shall be whose beginning was declared unto peace, shall eventuate peace for a planet entire. told him to remain in Jerusalem until the promise comes forth from on high, the promise of the Father, that they should go forth and teach all nations. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters. Baptizing. How about turning in from all misallegiance in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit? Teaching men to do everything that Yah has declared, that all, after one mind, raised in conscience after the will of Yah, might reason together, cooperate together, love and trust together in peace. Who, my brothers and sisters, willing to understand what Messiah meant when he said, there's many truths concerning that which he would tell his people. But he said there were some things they couldn't comprehend yet, because the comfort of the Holy Spirit had not come, that teaches all things, no lie in it, that raises the conscience of men to discern beyond the mysteries of iniquity, the unrecognized sin that holds many bound, not discerning, my brothers and sisters, what is divine conscience, and not discerning how so many of the agendas of men have not been true to divine intent. Galatians, my brothers and sisters, so much scripture to talk about there. One scripture asks a question to those who would seek to be justified after the multitude of contentions of man. They call it, I hope you understand me. The word Hebrew, well, the Greek word, well, the difference between the Hebrew words for law and the Greek word. The pagans had no word to relate the difference between divine law and man's law, innately indiscriminate. Divide and conquer tactic. You can't discern what is the reality. You quickly fall to what is lesser. Compromise, hypocrisizing. Seeing pollution as wise. They use the same word for law to relate man's law, even the injustice that is man's misrule. They use the same word for the law of the Most High. Heaven help us. That we discern that the grace of Yah is that he teaches beyond the pretenses of man and those who would exploit. Teaches us beyond the misconceits that capture the souls of many who do not discern that many are the ways that seem righteous unto men. But the end thereof is sin. The end thereof is a multitude of contentious divisions, and therefore death. The scriptures in Galatians says, oh, foolish Galatians, in one place, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? He said, are you now then perfected after the flesh? Every man walking after his own carnal opinion? It relates, my brothers and sisters, that the gift of the Most High, the gospel, the pure, perfect word from above, is to perfect mankind. The scripture says the gospel was preached to Abraham in Galatians 3. That means the pure, perfect word that all must attain to that same pure, perfect word, that same pure, perfect conscience. Because the covenant was decreed of old, my brothers and sisters, between Yah and his Messiah. The one that was actually not called Christ, but the Kurdi, Sadiq Kurdi, if you will. The righteous. Yes, the righteous one. We talked before a little bit about that. Look, the Hebrew word Sadiq. Well, like I said, a lot of times folks may have had a little problem sometimes with K's and C's and S's. Kurdi, C, sometimes has a K sound, sometimes an S. Kurdi, last letter, S, sometimes K. Same word, my brothers and sisters. If a righteous one is the one that comes to judge all mankind, believe me, he will judge him, all mankind, according to all that is divine righteousness. How shall man then, my brothers and sisters, be able to stand before his judgment, lest the conscience of man be raised to comply with his righteousness? What else does the scripture say? But we must, indeed, my brothers and sisters, comprehend with all the saints, with the high depth and breadth of understanding. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, even unto the full measure and stature of Messiah himself. Messiah said, think not that he came to dishonor in any way the law of the prophet. And that whoever teaches these things should be called great. He says, you fall victim to anyone who denies the law and the prophets and seeks to make man foolish. He says, you shall know case into the kingdom of Yah. Great discretion, my brothers and sisters, is required that men attain to this promise that is unto those who indeed, as the scriptures say, overcome the world. No guile in their mouth, none of the world's deceits in their mouth, who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. Speak no lies, do no iniquity. Zephaniah 3, Revelation 14. They overcome all the marks, the faulty standards of the beast nations. That they indeed, my brothers and sisters, wash themselves of all worldly misallegiance. That they attain, my brothers and sisters, the blessing that is promised to those who will conform purely unto the will of Yah, who look forward to the day that they discern fully how not to offend the Most High, how to be true to him in all things, how indeed, my brothers and sisters, under his service, they can be a blessing to all else, my brothers and sisters, who will dwell together in his perfect peace. For those, my brothers and sisters, who anticipate and look forward to the day that the world should be reconciled in this manner, for them, my brothers and sisters, the opportunity to discern that truth is kind of a great blessing. And my brothers and sisters, for those who can understand that word of promise, reasoning to comprehend what is necessary to bring it to bear, what must happen to the human heart, and yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, what must happen to remove the obstacle. For those, my brothers and sisters, who have that love, there's a degree of security that they might be preserved. Messiah said, I make no request for the worldly, but for those whom Yah has given him, those whose hearts the Most High has changed to seek love and even await the full manifestation of his will, that they are diligent to discern the blessing and the day that it is offered and revealed, that they be prepared, my brothers and sisters, to be able to stand unto what is divine service. Blessed are they who understand what the scriptures mean when it says, be watchful that you be able to stand before the Son of Man. It did not say, my brothers and sisters, that the Son of Man will judge according to what his eyes see, nor what his ears hear, nor any of the so-called rulerships, pastors, priests, rabbis, whatever they call themselves, that are the rulership of this world. He will judge, my brothers and sisters, according to what the Most High declared, and will expose as wicked anything that is less, that all the nations must seek him, that they indeed in this earth might be peace. Read Isaiah 11. Compare it to 2 Thessalonians 2, and understand that this is the promise concerning what is to come. Now, I could talk to you about Isaiah 14th chapter, when it says, let me go quickly to Isaiah 14 chapter so I could read this to you. It's a beautiful thing, my brothers and sisters, the Most High's promise to those who are ready to receive it. So the whole earth is at rest and peace and is quiet. I'm talking about Isaiah 14:7. And they, how about all creation there, my brothers and sisters, breaks forth into singing. Yea, the fir trees rejoice at thee and the cedars of Lebanon saying, let's just say those who would stand against the peace are laid down. No fellow has come against us. All my brothers and sisters, all looking forward to that day when righteousness pours down like a mighty stream, and heaven and earth rejoice together. The Most High has promised to a people who would be faithful to him, will not be covetous after self-aggrandizement or selfish ambition, who discern that the earth indeed belongs to Yah and the fullness thereof. To that people, my brothers and sisters, knowing that the Most High has a right to expect of those who would be heirs of his creation to be true to him, knows that he has a right to expect his people who would attain to so great a promise, the beauty of what he intends, to seek him that this beauty might be preserved before his eyes. He has a right, my brothers and sisters, to expect diligence unto that prize. And every soul will have to prove himself worthy. Most High deserves all this. But those, my brothers and sisters, who have some comprehension of what the Most High intends to bring to bear, delight. Yes, my brothers and sisters, delight in the opportunity to be disciplined and taught by the most awesome and loving mind in all the universe, that they might participate, my brothers and sisters, in both his wisdom and his love. Abraham, my brothers and sisters, Most High promised him this world through his seed will be reconciled unto reconciliation. I didn't say destroyed. Unto one mutual expectation. In fact, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says the nation that will stand against, whoever will stand against that beauty, talking about Isaiah 60 and 12, whatever nation, whatever people will stand against the beauty of what the Most High intends on this earth, that nation should be destroyed. The Most High promises that his people shall have peace with no one to harm or disturb them. I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, in Jeremiah 30, 10 through 11, he says he's going to bring forth an end to whatever nations have scattered the minds, the hearts, and the allegiances of his people, that he might correct them justly. The promise, my brothers and sisters, is the hope of participation in the world reconciled after the pure, perfect will of one. But I spoke a bit about this on last evening, my brothers and sisters. Isaiah 45 speaks of him through whom this promise should come to bear. Do you really think a world that will keep men blind to their misconceits and their sins, the ambition that have kept men far from reconciling the truth, though they men have had a couple thousand years to get together. Do you really believe the institutions of man, or brothers and sisters, treacherous against those ends, men upholding their own selfish ambitions? Did you really think they were going to tell you what the Most High, or who it is, truly is, the Most High said he would use, send forth, to bring forth that promise, even who Messiah said that he is, and men should expect him in his return appearing? Expect according to promise. What prophecies there are. What duty it is that he is sent to perform. I've spoke many times on this show about many of the titles that Messiah bears in prophecy. The branch, sunrise, angel from the rising sun, son of righteousness that arises, king of the Medes, king of the East, king of glory. Many prophecies, my brothers and sisters, concerning him, and titles, Lord our righteousness. The scriptures speak of Messiah, what he must come to do, prophecies that speak using those titles that most, my brothers and sisters, haven't even considered. And the system we live in, this system that we live in now, by no means, my brothers and sisters, has sought to explain to men what they must anticipate, that they not be of this age, but children of the age that is still yet to come. Not of this world, my brothers and sisters, but of people that are made of people because they anticipate what the Most High has promised. Do you really think the world was going to teach you that? The book already told you that it would not. And many are going to be grossly ashamed if they trusted the world to tell them what the Bible already said. And all the prophets said in advance that the world it wouldn't accept, receive, nor comprehend, nor could they believe. And my brothers and sisters, faith, diligence are both requirements. A great love of the truth, my brothers and sisters, required to be the recipient of the petitions of the Savior that you might comprehend. What did he say? I made no request for the worldly. Those who don't want to believe, and those who would maintain obstacles, worldly obstacles against the fruition. He said, I make no request for the world, but those whom Yah has given him. My brothers and sisters, the Most High does touch the hearts. The question, my brothers and sisters, how many, upon realizing the truth, will be willing to receive it? He said, by grace through faith that you save. In other words, it means you, the Most High, it is his favor that he reaches out to touch your heart. And my brothers and sisters, that favor is maintained when men believe what the Most High begins to reveal that his word, my brothers and sisters, as a law, because you have faith in it to its expectation unto its fruition. This is what grants men favor, my brothers and sisters, unto continual discipline. And the mutual discipline that we might be his workmanship, my brothers and sisters, reconciled as one, made whole. Are people common, my brothers and sisters, in pursuit of the same peace? All these things are written in the scriptures over and over again. My brothers and sisters, woe to those who would be perfected after what seems wise in their own heart. Perfected after their flesh. I did not say seeking Yah for all these declares. Galatians says, O foolish Galatians, who bewitched you that you should not obey the truth. That you would seek to be perfected after the flesh. He says he wishes that those who would trouble you, cause you to be confused, would be delivered, my brothers and sisters, even delivered to being cut off if they cause contentions among you. Ultimately said that the faith might remain. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who discern that for the faith to be restored, a lot of obstacles are going to have to be removed. But my brothers and sisters, those who from the very beginning anticipated this glorious reconciliation, knew. Let me tell you something. This is Noah's time, remember? Those of us, you who know what I'm talking about, the article on my website called Enoch Excerpt. From Noah's time, it was understood that for this world to be reconciled unto a perfect peace, the destruction of those whose thoughts were evil and would not be reconciled was a mandate necessary. For those of you who know what articles I'm talking about on my website, the Enoch Excerpt and certain chapters of the book of Enoch that speak of these things. Most High said that what happened with the flood in Noah's time was not the full fruition of all that is intended, because he wanted an everlasting peace. And we all know that mankind after Noah went right back to the same old mess he did before. Well, it was understood in that day to bring forth that promise of global peace, that hearts were going to have to be ready to humble themselves when absolution is brought to bear, when absolution is revealed. And those who have that anticipation, my brothers and sisters, are the humble souls that might yet be exalted. And the Most High told me directly that the words I'm speaking to you are indeed very precious and rare, but they are only for the most humblest of souls. For what I speak to you concerning, my brothers and sisters, is the word that would prepare those among you who would be diligent to discern that all this world shall soon be judged by one whom the Most High has appointed. And it means that since there's one judge anticipating the promised one through whom the promise of reconciliation, even the spirit that enlivens the mind unto a return to faith beyond all the debates and doubts of this world. I'm talking about Galatians 3. That those who are prepared to see and believe in him might not perish, but have everlasting life. I said might not perish with the deceivers, but have everlasting life. I did not say be left to the condemnation, my brothers and sisters, or all the damnations of a world that after so many diverse ideologies does not seek the will of one. My brothers and sisters, there's an article on my website. Articles on my website I promise that you truly need. I pray that many of you will seek beyond the veil to comprehend what is there. Article there called Early Church Origin, Mutual Expectation. Article there called The Secret City Prophecies, HiddenGospel.com. Secret City Prophecies, Early Church Origin, Mutual Expectation. Article called Remember the Promise. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters. All these, an article called Tribulation, 70 to 365 AD, because believe me, Scripture talked about a great tribulation that occurred immediately with the destruction of Jerusalem. And because of the oppression, my brothers and sisters, many have not known to speak the truth for a very long time. Scripture says what men would have thereafter would be a pretense, compelled to believe a lie till Messiah comes to expose it. But whom, my brothers and sisters, are willing to understand that there's a need for things to be set back right again. For men's worship has indeed been after the precepts of men. But it must come to pass that we who through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith in Yah shall attain to the promise. I say we who through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith in what Yah has decreed. These are they who shall attain the promise. For Messiah calls his people by the Spirit of the Most High beyond the worldly status quo. And those who trust in the diversities of manner, brothers and sisters, surely have fallen from the faith in him who was one. Dare men say today that they are, for all these differences, true to the gospel that is from above? Beyond all the diverse contentions of this earth, men think that they are going to be perfected after fleshly contentions. Is this the love of the truth? Read Galatians 3 and understand really what it's talking about. The law that must be overcome, my brothers and sisters, is the peer pressure, the provocation and temptations on the part of various allegiances that men oblige whatever inconsistencies state rule. Political rules have somehow said were somehow just, though in vast defiance against what the Most High said complicitly, according to all his word, we must believe. The doctrine is one, my brothers and sisters, yet the many diverse priesthoods of this world are not one. And blessed are they who, when they see the word of one, constantly before their eyes, the perfection of beauty. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who delight in seeing pure faith restored. Need to ask a question in talking to the attainment of this promise of a perfect habitation in a perfect world. What law do men call perfect? I say read Psalm 19 that you might discern beyond the wicked. The law of the Most High is perfect, that's perfect in converting the souls. We must ask him, my brother and sister, that we discern beyond that which causes us to stumble. For indeed, Yah, as our helper, must become our strength beyond all the vanities that will seek to scatter our minds. Yah himself must become the source, our source of strength. He is our only utmost helper and savior. Who do men say declares for what is perfection? Who is it that defines it? Is it man's law or flaws? Or Yah's pure and perfect law that declares the one way according to all that will bring to bear according to his designs, what is his intents and purpose? My brothers and sisters, it is a blessing that the Most High has promised that he will bring forth so magnificent a blessing. It is an awesome thing, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High has promised that he will show his people again the way, that they do not err. It's the Most High's blessing, my brothers and sisters, his promise that he will redeem his people beyond all this double-mindedness. That his people will discern that a little leaven does indeed leaven the whole lump, and they will seek to become a pure lump, if you will. A people pure after his promise. Under all that he has decreed, that their oath unto him might not be in vain, not partial, not polluted in any way, but perfect under all the beauty that he would bring to bear for a people that would be true to the beauty. Well, let me tell you something, my brothers and sisters. The Most High does know what good is. Far beyond anything anyone can imagine, he does. Blessed are they who trust him, my brothers and sisters, to bring forth that people that be worthy to be called by his name. His Spirit teaches all things, no lies in it. Nothing to lead men astray. Nothing to keep men short-sighted. But that men, my brothers and sisters, discern beyond all carnal controls what indeed is the hope of Yah. Yeah, my brothers and sisters, been in Yah, coming to remember his ministries. Hey, Freedom Out of the Radio might be on tomorrow. Till we speak again, I'll write a little bit in the chat. To his praise always, hallelujah! Thank you all again for listening. Around 11 o'clock tomorrow, Freedomizer Radio, probably on Blog Talk. Blog Talk also has Freedomizer Radio. Guess.
You got the word to change a nation, but you're biting your tongue. You spent a lifetime stuck in silence, afraid you'll say something wrong. If no one ever hears it, how we gonna learn your song? So come on, come on, come on, come on. You got a heart as loud as lions, so why let your voice be tamed? Baby, we're a little different, there's no need to be ashamed. You got the light to fight the shadow, so stop hiding it away. Come on, come on. I wanna sing, I wanna shout, I wanna scream till the words dry out. Put it
on, let's get the TV.